Good evening to all those folks out there who've been waiting to find the love of your life. Good evening to those folks that are currently traveling underneath the surface of the earth in giant hyperloops. Traveling between bunkers, between bunker 12 and bunker 32. Good evening. Good evening to the people of the Swiss Alps. Good evening to the people of Northern Italy. Do you guys ever have coffee? Good evening to all the people that are stuck in traffic. I'm sorry. Good evening. Yes, indeed, it is Sunday. Sunday, February the 9th, 2020. Just around 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Can you hear the howl of the crunkly folk? It's out there. All those people skeezing in the streets, crawling and fucking hustling. Hustling and crawling and screaming and scratching. One more day of life, they say, Dan. One more day of life, but for what? What are you scratching out one more day of life for? Don't you realize that the time of the platypus is upon us? Time of the platypus has arrived. That's right, the time of the platypus. Good evening. Let's see what's news. Excuse me. Let's see what's news in the news concerning the plague. This is coming from the updates from Zero Hedge. If you don't like Zero Hedge, you can go to Drudge. If you don't like Drudge, you can go to National Public Radio. If you don't like National Public Radio, you can go to Izvestia. If you don't like Izvestia, you can go to Pravda. If you don't like Pravda, you can try that fucking rag that, you know, Imranaji or... No, who the fuck was his name? Fuck. Ceausescu. I just mixed up two completely different people. One who might have been okay. One that's a total piece of shit. That's right. The time has arrived to talk about the virus. World Health Organization director warns of more widespread transmission as virus toll tops 900. 900 dead. If this is real, Does anybody really believe that number? You see, this is what sucks about living in the fucking, I don't even know how to put it. The glass house, the mirror house, the fucking freak house. This is what it's like living in a fucking illusion wrapped in bullshit. I don't know if this is true or not, but if this is true, if this is a real thing, does 900 even sound right? It doesn't seem right, but how the fuck do I know? Maybe they're all eating pizza. You ever consider the possibility that right now the Chinese are eating pizza? Yes, right now the Chinese are laughing at us. They're preparing their robot armies that are about to slowly arrive on the West Coast. While we think they're subdued by a virus, they have sent forth a massive army of robots with laser beam cannons. That's right. The robot army, the robots are heading our direction. Yes, the robot army is heading our direction. So, okay, virus death toll hits 902, vastly surpassing. I wouldn't call that vastly surpassing. Vastly surpassing all of SARS in only 3 weeks. So, yeah, the truth that they're starting to tell does look scary. I'm just not sure it's as scary as... This is what I don't know. Is this worse? Or is this nothing? Because when it comes to these liars, you don't really know which direction they're lying. Right now, I don't have a clue. I live a half a mile from Harborview Medical Center. I live on the edge of Chinatown. I live right next to Seattle University, and Seattle University is an Asian American tech hub. So if this was real, and if this thing, you know, is contagious while asymptomatic, it seems like I should already be dead. But I'm not dead. And I think that's good news, listeners. Because I live in a shitty apartment. People have to wipe their butts with their hands where I live. So the likelihood that there won't be fomites or gromites or fucking parasites or paramecium or amoeba, the likelihood that there won't be some type of grunkus on every wall and every fucking doorknob and every fucking edge of everywhere, the likelihood that there isn't sclimbus already covering my body, telling me to do bad things, real bad. Yes, the likelihood that I am not myself infected right now is near zero if this is real. I don't know. Number of global confirmed cases for the novel coronavirus 2019, shout out 2019, hits 40,553, most of which again are in China. Do you believe this? There are supposedly almost no, there's almost no one in Africa sick. Do you believe it? Which is more likely, if this is a real thing, which is more likely that there is no one sick with this virus in Africa, A, or B, they don't have the testing equipment or the resources to determine that they already have an epidemic in multiple countries. You know, which again is a pandemic. I don't know, folks. Yeah. Exiled Chinese billionaire. Exiled Chinese billionaire. My God, so many great short stories start that way. Exiled Chinese billionaire says true death toll closer to 50,000. Now, I gotta say, I find that way more believable given the pictures I'm seeing. And he claims there's 1.5 million infected. I find that more believable. Excuse me. I find that more believable, actually. And given that they're still working out the fatality rate, and given that there's a lag time between infection and fatality, I would not be surprised if this thing's fatality rate is between 10 and 20%. I am not an epidemiologist. I just drank some coffee and I snorted some coke. And I was on Twitter for 5 minutes, so that's how I know what I know. But yeah, I would not be surprised if this is real, that the fatality rate is between 10 and 20%. And why, Dan, do you say that? Well, here's the problem. Fatality rate for a virus or any infection is difficult to figure out, with very few exceptions. Ebola is a good example. Ebola, the virus kills you. The virus kills you. That's what kills you, the fucking virus. But with other types of infections, it's more like what the virus triggers that kills you. It's the way that your immune system responds. And your immune system, it doesn't like people fucking around. The problem is sometimes it responds too harshly. And it's that whole, throwing out the baby with the bathwater. That's what happens. That's why people have to go to the hospital. That's why sometimes people have to be submerged in ice because their immune system triggering allergic reactions, triggering inflammation, triggering fever, triggering any number of things to get rid of an infection. Okay, that's your immune system doing its job. The problem is the better it does its job sometimes, it also ends up killing you. So I'm going to talk about fatality, not in terms of whether the virus kills you, but whether one can reasonably say that getting the virus is why you are now dead. I think that changes things. Okay, the complication rate for this is being publicly admitted at around 20 to 25%. You may think, oh, that's no big deal. Folks, a complication rate of 25% might not be a big deal if you have only a few people infected. A complication rate of 25% with millions infected is a fucking disaster. Every fucking hospital is shut down within a month. Every single one. That's why the complication rate needs to be thought of in terms of fatalities, because right now, there are people getting great medical care, they're getting drugs, they're getting everything they need. What happens when this thing hits like a fucking tidal wave? Well, some people will still get those things, okay? I'm just gonna break it down. People that have resources will still get the help they need, but most people will probably be treated everywhere, not unlike the way a lot of Chinese people are being treated right now in China. I have met a lot of healthcare workers, I've met a lot of doctors. I had a really good primary care physician, and I think he's still alive. I hope he still is. But most of the doctors and most of the nurses I have met in the last 20 years have been total pieces of shit. Especially the young ones, like Dr. Midriff, the woman that had all that silicone on her lips that was taking care of my sister while she was dying. The hospitalist? Yeah, Dr. Midriff. Why do I call her Dr. Midriff? Because she would walk around basically what I would call stripper clothes at the hospital. And she would have her belly showing. It's like, listen, lady, I get that you think you're attractive, but this is a fucking hospital. And my sister's dying of cancer. So maybe you could focus on my sister and not on your silicone inserted lips or the fact that you think you're really sexy. Fuck off with that. Yeah, there are a lot of shitty doctors out there, shitty nurses. You need to consider this because the shitty doctors and shitty nurses, they're not going to stay at their jobs, not unless a gun is pointed to their heads. And you could say, well, Dan, that's good news. Well, yeah, except for the system never selected for people that would stay at their job, good or bad. So basically, I can imagine a lot of hospital systems in the next few weeks, if this is real, the next month or so. A lot of people will be calling in sick who are probably not actually sick. Oh, Dan, I think my nurses, who who I hung out with last night and did cocaine at that fucking bar. I think they'd stay on the job. Really? You think so? In this godless, upside-down, sideways bullshit reality, you think your sodomite fucking nurses and doctors are gonna stay on the job and give a fuck about you and your fucking grandma? No, they won't. You are about to find something out, people, if this virus is real, if it's really bad. You're about to find something out. You're about to find out how much of the moral basis of healthcare is still left in America. Because I know there's money in it, and I know there's poison, and I know there's doctors with knives, but my question is the morale, the morality, the principle, the virtue. How much virtue is left in your hospitals? Because I gotta tell you something, if I'm right, they're gonna have a hard time keeping these hospitals open, and yes, they'll become death houses. Why? Because there'll be no doctors, good or bad. There'll be no nurses, good or bad. Not unless guns are pointed at their heads. Onward with the report. New cases reported in UK, Spain, and Singapore. That's great news. Officials in Shenzhen say they won't block Foxconn factory reopening tomorrow, whatever, today. Isn't that good news for Apple? If this is real and you own an iPhone and this doesn't bother you or something, what the fuck is wrong with you? Okay, I will not listen to that sanctimonious piece of shit. What the fuck is his name? The CEO of Apple, the guy that took over after Jobs. I block that English prick's name from memory because he's a total piece of shit. Tim Cook. Yeah, Tim Cook. That sanctimonious, scummy, Eurotrash piece of shit. If this is real, if he had any moral principles, he and Google and Amazon would go and say, you know what? You know what's more important than the iPhone 1x10 to the 36 power version? Because now we have to use scientific notation. There are so many versions. You know what's more important than the next iPhone? Probably preventing a pandemic. Which means maybe people should just stay home for a few more fucking days. But what's funny is you're not going to hear that. You see, this is what's funny. Now, that could be because all this is bullshit. It could be because of that. This could be bullshit. The virus could be bullshit. Like I said, folks, I live a half a mile from Harborview Medical Center, the quote-unquote, if you believe them, premier level one trauma center in the Pacific Northwest. I live on the edge of Chinatown. I live a few blocks from Seattle University. I live among people that in general probably don't wash their fucking hands. So if this thing is real, yeah, I should probably see it pretty soon. I just haven't. Which proves nothing for another week or so. You know, for another week or so proves absolutely nothing. It's just, I don't know. That's why these situations are so fucked up, because I know with absolute certainty that I am being lied to. I just don't know which direction. That's the depressing part. But more and more it looks like, yeah, it looks like this is either, well, let me define real. This could be deliberately released real, which means the culling has arrived. The culling of the monkey children has arrived. Yeah, maybe. It could be real like that. It could be real because it was accidentally released from some bioweapons lab, and it could be real because people had the wrong fucking soup at the wrong bistro in Wuhan. Don't know. I only care because, like I said, well, why do I care? I mean, really? I don't know. There are so many things that could kill you. So many things that could kill you. I wonder sometimes, why don't we focus on the things that could make us happy? So many things that can destroy us, and yet we're so obsessed with the things that destroy. It's weird. It kind of is related to that psychosis, but whatever. Passengers aboard the Diamond Princess warn authorities aren't doing enough to protect them and others. Oh, wow, authorities aren't protecting you? Color me shocked. And last but not least, a cruise ship quarantined in Hong Kong was allowed to leave after 4 days. That's nice. That's nice. Goodbye, cruise ship. Back in the 15th century, we might have set you on fire. But you know what? Goodbye, cruise ship. We'll just have a submarine follow you. That's right, we'll have a submarine follow you. Just have a submarine follow your boat. So there's your plague update. You feel updated by the plague? You feel good about that? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the plague update. I was listening to Chris Martinson. He has been doing a pretty good job of keeping up with this thing. If you don't know about Chris Martinson or peakprosperity.com, He has a program for understanding the changes the world is going through. You might not agree with him, but I think he's a smart guy. He also does a lot of pretty good interviews. So, hey, and he seems like a nice guy. Could be wrong. He might not be a nice guy. He could be a prick. But I think he's a nice guy. So, yeah, I've been listening to Chris Martinson, and he had another update today, and it was not very happy. I believe Chris Martinson believes this is real. I mean, the way he's talking about it, it sounds like he thinks this is, like, we're this close to what I would call day zero. Like, the thing is about something like this, and let's ignore the whole black swan thing, because I almost think sometimes the term black swan was used to fuck with people. Folks, every fucking day is a black swan. What fucking moron says shit like that? A black swan is something you never saw. We don't see the next moment coming. Sometimes the next moment has big boobs and chocolate ice cream. Okay? Sometimes the next moment is big boobs, chocolate ice cream, and cheeseburgers, and beer and weed. And then sometimes the next moment is running from coyotes on 12th Avenue, covered in blood. So we don't really know anything about what happens in the next moment, you fucks. And this whole idea of a black swan is pretty stupid because of it. All right? I just got to say that. But let's just say, yeah. We just don't know. I think that Chris Martinson believes this is real, and I'm beginning to think it's real. But I'm not sure I give a shit. It's like, do I care if people die? Yeah, I do. I care that people die. I care that my sister Nancy died, but it doesn't really matter. The caring changes nothing. Do I care that a lot of people may die? Yeah, I do. I also give a shit about what we've done. Okay, we're all so obsessed about what's going to happen to us, you know? What's going to happen to us? But do we ever ask the question, what the fuck did we do? Oh, Dan, we didn't do anything. I don't know, man. There's a giant island of garbage in the Pacific Ocean, more than one, really, that would disagree with you. There are orca whales dying, not having kids in the Puget Sound. They'd disagree with you. There are salmon runs Salmon runs that have dried up. They disagree with you if the salmon could talk. And they weren't all dead. So yeah, I think at times like this people say, what did we do to deserve it? And it's like, listen, I know you might not want this to happen, but if you ask me what you did to deserve this as an individual schmuck, I feel like I want to pick up a brick and bash your head in while you're staring at your fucking smart device. Are you fucking kidding me? We all did this, including Uncle Dan. Ain't none of us innocent. And whatever happens next, you better not ask God for what you deserve. None of us should. Don't ask for what you deserve. Don't say to the Lord in heaven, Lord, give me what I deserve. Give me my family, my friends, my community, my country, what we deserve. If you ask the Lord in heaven to give the United States of America what it deserves, my advice is don't do it. Don't ask for what you deserve, whether you believe in God or not. Don't ask for what you deserve. You can ask for things you'd like. Don't ask for what you deserve. So I don't know if this virus is real. I don't know if I'm already infected with it. I don't know if this time next month the whole world will be upside down. I don't know. I don't even know how much longer the systems for which we would communicate shit like this will work. I don't know if it matters. I don't know if you care. I think some people listen to this fucking podcast because I hope it's entertaining. And I gotta be blunt. You know, I'm glad. I'm glad. I'd rather people smile and be entertained. I don't really think that these ideas or the things we talk about sometimes are that great to meditate on, to focus on, to obsess about. The pictures I'm seeing out of China are pictures of people dead in the streets. No one's burying them. You need to these are things you need to think about. No one is burying the dead. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that the crisis is ongoing. Because you don't bury the dead until you're able to. And you need to have people alive to bury them. So I don't know. What does it tell you if there are bodies in the street and no one's burying them? A, it could be fake. I don't know how many fucking pictures I've seen out of Syria since 2011 showing me bodies of kids exposed to gases, bodies of families shot up. And it's funny, often the same people show up in the same pictures more than once. Yes, sometimes the same kid gets gassed by chemical weapons more than once by Assad, that bastard. It's like Assad would say, oh, I didn't get him that time, let's gas him again. But then somehow the kid survives, and then he's drowned on a shore in Greece because he was a refugee. And then somehow the kid shows up at Sandy Hook, and that's weird too. Isn't it funny how these kids show up at beaches and fucking chemical warfare sites and Sandy Hook? Indeed, I wish I had that kid's DNA. So, I don't know. Maybe we need to pick another topic. There's something about Bat Boy in the Weekly World News winning the Iowa caucus. I thought that was funny the other day. It's not that funny. Something about a woman, some type of councilwoman, a politician, a fucking piece of shit politician in Las Vegas is trying to keep a cannabis fucking store out of her neighborhood. And her French bulldog eats some THC and gets sick. Guys, can we talk about French bulldogs for a second? They will eat their vomit. They will eat their poop. They will vomit up their poop and then eat it again. They will vomit up their vomit and eat it again. Yeah, I'm not. It's not earth-shattering to me that a French bulldog would ever get sick because it ate something. But people and their French bulldogs, I swear to God, they're obsessed with these fuckers. They love them. They're disgusting. They're not even really dogs. The only purpose of a French bulldog is that when you run out of those nice carved balls of stone to put in your fucking trebuchet. Then you load in the French bulldogs. Well, I was going to say the diseased ones, but hey, that's redundant. Bring up the French bulldogs. We're going to throw them into the castle. They'll be dead within days. Yes, I don't know about this fucking story about this Las Vegas councilwoman being upset that there's a pot store nearby. I don't know. This same fucking woman probably buys chemicals at the fucking store and pours them on her lawns all day and then waters her lawn and then the waters, they end up in the water table and then they pollute what's left of the Salton Sea and all the fucking gumbus collects and all the things die. And then these same fucking people say, "Oh, what killed the little creatures in the Gulf of Mexico? What killed the little creatures in the Pacific?" Stupid fucking bitches like you fuck. You were really obsessed about the fucking THC. Did you care about the Ready Roundup you're pouring on your fucking lawn? No. No, you didn't, you fuck. If I have to say this again, I'll say it again. The water, all things being equal, is something we share. The air we breathe, whether we want to admit it or not, we share that too. And the soil on which we grow food, we share that. It's not communism, it's common fucking sense. If you tell me, Dan, I just bought 5 acres and it's right next to the river and I'm going to open up a plant where I make chemicals and I'll dump the chemicals in the river, listen, buddy, I don't want to pass a law. I'm just telling you, don't do that. And then I run into a week later, I said, listen, we're really close to final construction being done, and then next week we'll be dumping chemicals into the river right next to where the kids play. What do you think about that, Dan? And I said, listen, buddy, I'm not going to pass a law, but I wouldn't do that. Breaking news. Body of local entrepreneur Gustavus McFuckabutt is found drowned in the river, not too far from where he was going to build his poison plant. Yes, folks, here's the deal about anarchism. We're not stupid, you know. We're actually smarter than most of you. It's just that we realize that there is man's justice. And then there's actual, you know, justice. If you poison my water, you are actually, yeah, you're attacking me. It's not a victimless crime. It's actually a, yeah, there's the cancer. If you poison the air, you're not just poisoning your own air, you're poisoning mine too. And if you shear all the fucking topsoil off of the land so we can't grow food, you're not just fucking yourself, buddy. You're fucking everybody. That's not communism. That's common sense. Now, there are people without common sense, and that's what cemeteries were made for. You can have common sense, or you can be lucky, or you can be like most people who live to the age of 50, some combination of the two. Yeah, anywho, we're fucked. We are so confused as creatures that it's almost like maybe that was it. Like the great quote, those whom the gods are about to destroy, they first make crazy. Well, there's a lot of crazy out there. So I'm thinking maybe we're about to be destroyed. Yeah, I don't know. This fucking podcast. I had one last night like this one. I wasn't really into it. And I said, you know, I'm not going to post it. And I didn't. And it's like this one. I think maybe it will never be heard because we're living in the plague year. Thank you. Hey, Mr. Crinkles, Mr. Grinkles. Hey, Mr. Gringles, did you bring me some Pringles? Did you clean out my bowel? Hey, Mr. Gringles. Mr. Gringles, did you bring me some Pringles? Did you clean out my bowel? You coming for me, Mr. Gringles? I can see you staring at me, Mr. Gringles. Hey, Mr. Gringles, will you bring me some Pringles? Will you clean out my bowel? Yep, there are demons looking over all of us right now. Looking at us like a sleazy John walking the dark streets of Broadway on a rainy Seattle night. Looking for some young flesh to buy. Take to some nasty ass hotel off of Aurora Avenue. Maybe the Viking Inn. Yeah, I don't know, guys. I think this one might live, but it was like last night. You know, sometimes I have the feeling I want to testify, like Howard Beale. Because I don't know. I don't know what to do about the recession or the depression. I don't know what to do about the Russians. I don't know what to do about oil prices or the nuclear crises. Or China, or the fucking virus, or Iran, or any of it. All I know is that if we don't do something, we're done. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to get up and go to your window and open it up. Get up, get off your ass, go to your fucking deck, go out, stand on your deck, go out and stand on your fucking balcony and scream into the night. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take it anymore. Sometimes I just feel like Howard Beale. Sometimes you probably do too. But then sometimes maybe the Beale's gone, and all that's left is a mind filled with maggots. When the Beale is dead, when the Howard Beale isn't speaking to you, all that's left is Mr. Gringles. Mr. Grinkles, Mr. Grinkles. Mr. Grinkles, hey, Mr. Grinkles. Will you bring me some Pringles? Will you clean out my bowel? Oh, there's another helicopter going to Harborview. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just stuck here on a Sunday night wondering, do I have the virus already? Has it infected my bowel? Has it infected my bowel and my intestines and all of my lung tissue? Do I have parasites living inside of my brain right now? Oh, maybe. Maybe the parasite is the fear. Maybe the parasite is the fear that I'll wake up tomorrow and my last chance at 4 hours of peace will be gone. No more everyday slip sliding sideways. No more expecting some stupid gray technicolor paradise to show up for me. No more food from Chevron. No more food from cans that's been dead for 2 years because there'll be no food. No more peace on earth. No more loving your friend. That was never there anyways. No more of the acceptance that this is a thing other than all of us becoming nothing but barbarians. Yes, those of us that survived the plague year will wear cod pieces. Those of us that survived the plague year will be covered in fur and leather. Those of us that survived the plague year will have swords that are 3 feet long and penises that are 16 inches. Yes, that'll be one of the side effects of the virus. Teen-inch penises. Some Pringles. Will you clean out my bowel? You know, I think that's going to be the number one hit of 2031. If you listen to this podcast and ask yourself why, listen to this podcast and ask yourself why. If you listen to this podcast and you enjoy it, and you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, you've fed your French bulldog all the weed it can take after it's eaten its vomit and its poop, if you've done all these things and you've helped out friends and family and other kinds of things out there that hang out in the night, and you still have money left over, you can donate money to the Little Saigon Report. You can donate money to Dan. Yes, not all my podcasts are great. Some of them probably do stink. This one probably stinks. But if you like my podcast and you have money left over and you're thinking to yourself, what am I going to do with all my cash, all my thousands of dollars prior to the poxocalypse, prior to the people running mad in the streets covered in blood? Well, here's one of your options. And you only have a short time left to do it. If you're Midas rich and you've taken care of everything and you want to know what to do with the money you have left over before you head to your custom condo in Antarctica, you can give your money, you can give it what's left to me. I'll take it. I will take it and I will put it to good use in the time I have left. I promise to buy hookers and cocaine if you send me money. Have a great Sunday.